Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this: talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
And now, stop me if you've heard this before on the Toddcast Podcast.
Historically, Canada's Olympic curling teams have consistently dominated the global stage. Unparalleled skill, precision, and strategy. And you'll know Emma Miskiw as second on Team Hommen, one of our best curling teams. They represented Canada at the 2018 Winter Olympics. More on that in a sec. Emma clobbered the competition when she was younger. Four straight provincial bantam championships from 2003 through 2006. This at a time when no other curler had even won twice. And when Emma jumped on a Zoom with us, she talks about the value of hardship in curling, the camaraderie, the adversity, the ups, the downs. We talked about winning her first Grand Slam final in 2011, playing in her first Canada Cup, the disastrous, here it is, the 2018 Winter Olympics, the first time Canada was ever 0-3 at an Olympics. She talked about her business, Shimmer and Oak, pregame superstitions, great stories, seeing NSYNC in concert, gambling, the Beatles, classic rock. She shared a near-death story, the shows she was binge-watching. And stop me if you've heard this before, Emma talked about her training regime and what it takes to compete at the national level.
Yeah, so when we're at home, I practice 6 of 7 days a week. And if I'm by myself, I'm out there for about an hour. If we have a team practice, it's usually about 3. And then on top of that, I'm doing some sort of physical activity, whether it's working with my trainer, interval training or cardio on the off days. Every day. And there's one off day,
right,
where I'll actually just fully recover and maybe do a yoga. So it's multiple hours a day that go into the training. And it's more just, I don't think everybody puts the same amount of time into their training. I think it depends person to person on what individually you need in order to perform. For me, I never want to feel like I didn't do enough. So it's hard for me to turn it off. So I'm always out there until it feels perfect. But then there's other people who, if they go too far, it actually is more detrimental to their performance. So they have to cut it off at a certain point. It's really just up to the individual.
Stop Me If You've Heard This Before on the Toddcast Podcast is powered by FKP MMA, Vancouver's number one training destination at fkpmma.com.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.